Do not stay silent. The suspension of Jeremy Corbyn from the Parliamentary Labour Party could be an historical turning point. If the whip is restored to Jeremy Corbyn, the left would still be on the back foot. If Keir Starmer succeeds in permanently excluding Corbyn, then the Labour Party would be finished as a vehicle for substantial social change for a generation. Tens of thousands of members have already resigned from the Labour Party since Starmer became a leader. I would be pleased if Corbyn wins his court case. But I would be far, far happier if he was reinstated as a result of pressure exerted by members of constituency Labour parties, CLPs, and affiliated trades unions. Can we really be happy about the internal affairs of our party being decided by the state? Would we really want a metaphorical police officer attending every meeting to ensure that the rulebook is observed? If Corbyn can only be reinstated on the instructions of a judge, then we will have lost. The left in the Labour Party is beset by weakness of spirit. We are too frightened of what may happen to us if we speak out. The roads in Hull named after Nelson Mandela and Salvador Allende are a reminder that in some parts of the world, in certain periods, our comrades have faced imprisonment, torture, and execution. What is the worst thing that could happen to a CLP officer if he or she spoke out in support of Jeremy Corbyn? Suspension from the Labour Party is a lot less dangerous to your health than suspension from a gallows. There is nothing to stop Labour councillors speaking out in defence of Jeremy Corbyn. There is no rule under which they could be disciplined for doing so. When people ask us what we did to support Jeremy Corbyn, will we have to shamefacedly admit that we kept quiet and condemned yet another generation to suffer the slings and arrows of unconstrained capitalism? John Wake, Harlow Labour member.